This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. Happy Tuesday, by the way. The good news is, and it's not permanent yet, okay, but I got my bicycle wheel back. If you were listening a week or so ago, I mentioned that I trashed one of my bike wheels, and finally got the thing back yesterday, so I managed to ride this morning. It feels like it's about midnight when it's actually about midday because I was up so early this morning on the road, but it was an awesome, awesome day out. I'm still waiting to hear from anyone who's got some suggestions on bulletproof wheels for me, okay? I'm not the smallest of triathletes out there, and I seem to trash wheel sets like it's going out of fashion. So if you have any suggestions on bomb-proof wheel sets, please pop me an email, brad@thekonaedge.com. Coming up on today's show, we're going to be talking some nutrition. And this edition of the podcast is brought to you by S Fuels. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll know that we have been part of the 2018 launch of the brand new S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink. And the response has been absolutely amazing. Finally, ultra endurance athletes have a choice to hydrate and fuel muscles without sugary drinks and gels, without sugar swings, without gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut, lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors hydrates, fuels, and supports gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. To make this super, super easy to try, okay? The Kona Edge and S Fuels have teamed up to offer you a free shipping plus a money back guarantee to prove that you can ditch those sugar fuels this Ironman season. That's hashtag ditch sugar fuels. Simply head over to this URL, okay? It is thekonaedge.com/S Fuels, or simply text the word S Fuels. That's SFUELS to 44222. You can also click on the link in your podcast player as well to find out more. That's thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. You don't want to miss out. This is a limited time offer, and you can get all the details right now on that URL. That's thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. In the spotlight in the coach's corner today is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching, and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. Time to chat some nutrition, and I'm super excited to chat to Maddie once again. Maddie, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today. I think this is probably one of the big things that you've done and changed, that's really had a major impact on your triathlon performance.
Yeah, it certainly did. So nutrition, the forgotten part sometimes. Everybody's training hard and hitting those units, but it's, the main thing is, most people say it, but I don't think everybody's aware, is the recovery. And one huge factor next to sleep and drinking is your nutrition. So You hear a lot of people talking about eating all those muffins and all those sugar products. And I think if you look up the science behind it and what actually sugar does to you, or even wheat, if you look into that, what kind of inflammation it causes in your body, I think you will stop automatically at some point. So what I did with my new coach, I mean, he works with it a lot, and I was keen to try it, and I was interested anyways. I kind of went to that side anyways a bit, is this low-carb, high-fat approach. It sounds a bit, I mean, you have to know how to do it. For example, the first weeks I just started paleo style, which means number one thing is cut out sugar. I mean, many people say it, but it is really true. The first weeks, maybe some of you will have some cravings that you feel, hey, I need to have that Coke or there's some chocolate here and there, but just avoid it. And over time, you will feel so much more balanced. Just cutting out the sugar made my day at work and next to the sessions made it so much more enjoyable, not having those sugar lows or fluctuations in energy in the day, just feeling more steady. That was a huge thing. And also training your body. I mean, you do an Ironman, so a long distance triathlon, so that's mainly you want to use as many fats as you can to with fuel. I mean, there's only a certain amount of carbs stored in your muscle and glycogen, so you want to make sure you use that fat. So I went to this low carb high fat diet with my coach Dan Tluse. He's a big ambassador of that, let's say. And but you need to find what your body really likes. So I mean, you need to find your body's favorite fuel. For me, it was immediately fat. I noticed that. I mean, some people love carbs and they come along great with it. And I think, yeah, sure, why not do it? But I highly recommend trying the fat approach because it really keeps you more balanced. It keeps this insulin. It's not only like it's a feeling, but it's science based. You know, it's really, there's a lot of research behind it that proves it. And I mean, in the end, research is nice and good, but you have to feel well with it. And I did from the start. I had no carb cravings. I lost weight in a good sense, slow and steady, but like fat content in my body that was always there, it just went away. And energy was perfect, and so I can highly recommend that.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a big change for a triathlete, and I'm guessing before you sort of started reading up on it and working with Dan, you did use a lot of carbohydrates. By what you're saying to me is I mean, it's what were you? I mean, you were obviously looking for a better way. It wasn't. I don't want to say it was a risk, but it's a massive, massive change, and you're obviously reaping the rewards and the benefits of it now.
Yeah, but again, you need to know what you're doing. So you can't just cut out everything and then feel miserable and all that. So you need to know when to time it. For example, with carbohydrates, one general rule I got from him was avoid carbohydrates before sports. So before sports, no carbohydrates. So that doesn't mean you should never feel hungry. That's the other one. Like, don't feel hungry. Don't want to starve your body when you're training hard. So you should... Yeah, for example, let's say before my long run, what I would do, I would just have some eggs with coconut oil, maybe some MCT oil in it as well, with a bit of cheese and avocado maybe. That would be quite a big breakfast, sorry, but only high, no carbs, high fat content. And then I would go out onto my long run with just water, so no fuel on the go. And I remember the first time out, after like an hour or so, I got this little hunger feeling, but I just... not like excessive hunger, but I felt like my body was feeling, okay, now you can give me some carbs. Like I used to, you pop a gel and you have a bar and a banana and yeah, teach your body again, basically use carbs, but you want the opposite. In the long run, you want to use the fat oxidation as much as possible. So teaching your body to use fats, giving him fats and also not giving him sugar after the unit. That is very essential. So no carbs before sport. And after sport, of course, you want to recover and you need a certain amount of carbs to for your body to recover at all. So after sports, I would have then carbs. But that is always natural carbs. So everything paleo style, basically, that comes out of the ground, from bananas to lots of vegetables. And I also don't have pasta anymore. Maybe some potatoes or quinoa here and there, but mainly through vegetables.
Yeah, all sort of natural source, which I think it's sensible. Mate, talk to me a little bit about recovery. You mentioned how important it is I mean, it plays a big part in what you do, and it's something we haven't touched on much. But I mean, nutrition plays a part in recovery, but it's also a whole nother thing as well, isn't it?
It is. So I always think about it. Think about the if you're feeling weird or very tired or more than you should always think about the lowest hanging fruits first. What that means is you have to first check, really, did you drink enough? Did you eat well, high quality, or did you have a lot of sugars or whatever? High quality food, drinks, and sleep. Those should be the first go-to. So it could be that you're feeling moody and crappy because you just forgot to drink. Maybe you just had half a liter of water a day and it's cold out there, so you're not feeling so thirsty anyway. So check the lowest hanging fruits first. And yeah, I think then always make sure that you have enough protein. I mean, there's a lot of supplements going on and you can really lose yourself in it. But I really still highly recommend just getting a high quality protein shake. Keep it somewhere natural if you can from a brand. And just to make sure that you have enough protein a day, because it's still quite tricky to get it in with only nutrition. I think you can only eat so much egg, and I mean, I'm not a big meat fan only anymore all the time, so yeah, there's a certain amount of stuff you can get in through normal nutrition. I think it's good. It makes it a lot easier and more handy for athletes, especially if you're on the go as a businessman or so, to just to start like the 30-minute window after sports, which is the most essential for recovery, let's say, that you then get in a nice shake. For example, what I do, I got myself a little nice blender there, and what I will do after the unit, I'll have a shake with mainly water, then some coconut oil in it, some bananas, some nuts, some kale, which is a superfood, really good. Kale, spinach. I mean, there's so many recipes, but in the end, you want to have some, definitely right after, you want to have some carbs in it, natural carbs, banana or whatever you can find like that, then some protein. So the science says around 20, 25 grams max. You shouldn't need more. There's only a certain amount that can go in at a time. So that's around that. Then some fats again, no sugar. No sugar. Definitely not. I don't want to teach my body after sports again to go on a sugar based or anything. Of course, it makes you feel nice when you're tired. But I also noticed, like with the right nutrition, I don't have those sugar lows anymore so much. So after hard units, I used to be before when I was very on carbs and gels, and I was like in that half an hour, I had to eat. Otherwise, I would run around screaming in the house. But now I felt more steady, more at ease, and I could even, yeah, if I wanted to, I could just half an hour feel hungry, but I didn't feel like now you have to eat. But yeah, so with that shake, I would say have a proper high-quality protein shake after unit, and you can hit it out week by week.
Manny, talk to me about racing. You spoke about having that breakfast with the eggs and avocado and cheese and that sort of thing, and then just going out with water. As far as racing goes, what do you use while you race? Because I think that's one of the big questions that people ask about low-carb, high-fat is it's all good and well day-to-day, and it's easy to manage. But when you're racing an Ironman and all they seem to be handing out at the aid stations is Gatorade, Coke, and gels, tell me about your racing strategy from a nutrition point of view.
Yeah, so I'm strapping this big round Swiss cheese, a kilo, on my back when I'm cycling, and then I'm cutting out a piece step by step. Now that's not at all the thing actually. But so what I'm doing is, and what as an approach from my coach as well, it's you go and in the racing, I mean you train low carb, but in racing you go full on with the carbs. So you want the carbs, you need them. So for example, the race morning, there was some questions as well how I do that exactly, because I mean. Also this carbo loading thing. So let's say if you do train low carb, high fat, so you have around 50 to 100 grams of carbs of a day, let's say normally, and a lot of fats, of course, and protein. The 2 days before leading up to event, you would up your carbs to around 150 grams, something like that. So you get in through bananas or some other things. So it's enough to store up the glycogen. And then on race morning, again, you don't want the insulin spike. So I'm not popping in a muffin or something like that. I don't want to have this spike of insulin. I want to keep it nice and steady. So I would have, I would just have some eggs, just eggs with coconut oil and some cheese in it a little bit. Fills up quite nicely, something in the stomach. And then I would have some, there's kind of different products available, but it's kind of this waxy starch. It's a high starch mix. So what it does, it gives you the carbohydrates you need. It's like a bottle, 60 grams, one bottle of that in. So 60 grams of carbs. And then before the race, I would still zip on one bottle, probably get another 60 grams in of that. And then that's it before the race. And then I swim. And once I start biking, it's important that you don't go over the 60 grams of carbs an hour. So I had to plan that a bit. with the aid stations. I had only my own nutrition. I knew what worked for me. It's a normal sports drink. It has as well a bit more of the starch in it from Sponsor. It's like ultra cold, and it has more starch in it, but the same electrolytes and carbs, the whole thing, but just 60 grams, not going over. So your body is still making sure that it has enough carbs, but it's still utilizing the fats mainly on the bike. So that was the important thing. Then during the run, it's no secret there. I just normally go with gels every 20 minutes. I had around 25 grams of carbs of a gel. Drank as much as I could, the salt tablets in the end. And when I felt I'm getting too tired or performance is dropping, I would start chugging the Coke. So no secrets there.
Brilliant. Well, Maddie, it sounds like you've got it all dialed in, and I can't wait to see how you go on the Big Island in 2018. I know you're pretty active on social media. You've got a blog as well. Tell us a little bit about how people can find you and if they want to follow your journey. And I'm sure if they've got any questions, you're more than willing to help out.
Yeah, sure. So I built a little bit of a platform, which I like to, spread some stuff that I know, or just to motivate, really. So on Instagram, you can find me on Kona Diary. So Kona on the line Diary, or on Facebook, just Kona Diary. Or I have a little website going as well. It's MattyWeitz-KonaDiary.com. So yeah, you can have a look if you like.
Perfect. Maddie, what I'll do is I'll put those links in the show notes as well. Much appreciated. And thank you very much for your time here on the Kona Edge. I thoroughly enjoyed our chat, and I look forward to seeing how you go in the year ahead.
Yeah, me too. Thanks a lot for having me.
That is about it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining me today. Some big news as well on the podcast. I mentioned at the beginning of this month that we hit 1 million downloads since we started, which is 2 years ago. But January has been our best month ever. It's the first time in a month that we've hit 100,000 downloads. So thank you very much. We've hit six figures. Three types of people in this world, those that can count and those that can't. We know which one I am. But 100,000 downloads, I'm super stoked with. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast and downloading it and sharing it. That's one of the ways that we do grow. And if you get anything out of one of the podcasts, please share it with your triathlon mates. It really does help us grow from strength to strength. This episode of the podcast was brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut, lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S Fuels Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. To find out more, simply head over to thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. The link is in the podcast player or in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge. You can also text the word S Fuels. That's SFUELS. To 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, have yourself a superb Tuesday. We'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.